up the hill to the hole. He's got it. And a fist bump. That's how you become the number one player in the world. You stay patient when things aren't going your way. And
certainly, he's hit the shot many times before. Can he hold it? Pitches it. This on a good line. Headed towards the hole. Are you kidding? Oh, no. Curls off to the left. What an effort for Phil Mickelson. Almost holds it out. That's going to be a birdie for Phil Mickelson. He will finish at 15 under.
Rory McIlroy from 1 foot taps in for his fourth major championship. What a victory from Rory McIlroy.
He has turned into a baby-faced killer.
Welcome back in the zone. Justin Angry, Pat Bradley, Matty T, joined by Wally Hall, a special Monday appearance. And we like it so much, we're going to do it again next Monday. A baby-faced killer, he's called. By Faraday, I loved it.
Hey, there is not one human being that's happier that Rory's having success than David Faraday.
Did you watch?
Oh my God!
Yesterday,
I mean, he's drooling all over.
When he came over the bridge to go sign his scorecard, yes. Faraday looked like a proud father. He's like, look at him, he's so wonderful. He's so happy.
He is the happiest person on planet Earth.
Rory's might be a little happier, but Faraday's close.
No way. Rory's parents,
I didn't think in my wildest dreams I'd have a summer like this. You know, I've just played the best golf of my life and just really gutted it out today. It was a little different than the previous major wins that I've had. And I think I showed a lot of guts out there today to get this job done. I actually want to thank Phil and Ricky for letting us play up, because if they didn't, then it would have been a struggle for us to get finished. So that was showed a lot of sportsmanship and a lot of class from those two guys. So thanks very much. It was lucky. It really was. It was, you know, you need a little bit of luck in major championships to win, and that was my lucky break. You know, I really didn't hit a very good shot there, but it worked out really well, and I made eagle from it. So things can go your way, and it seems like whenever you're on a run of form like I am, things sort of fall your way, and it seemed to today. I was happy being a two-time major champion coming into this year, and all of a sudden I'm a four-time major champion and going for the career Grand Slam at Augusta in 292 days, 291 days, whatever it is. Not that I'm counting, but yeah, you know, it's just been an incredible run of golf, and couldn't be more proud of myself or happier with where my game's at.
And had it not been for the worst nine holes he's played in a major, I think it is at least the worst nine holes. It's the worst nine I can remember him playing in a major that I watched. He would have a Masters championship to his credit, and that'd be five majors already as well. So if it had not been for that back nine meltdown. So Rory McIlroy, your new star in golf, no surprise. But the good news is you got some other names that look like they're going to be around for a long time. And golf seems pretty healthy, despite the fact that Tiger Woods continues to take steps backwards.
And we talked about it at the end of last week with Rory's emergence, the way he's come. That's probably the best thing that could happen for the PGA, because you do need... I am certainly one who believes that you need a superstar, one guy that's above the rest. When the NBA benefits from that one guy like LeBron or the couple of super teams, and the PGA Tour benefits from certainly a lot of great players, but you got to have that one guy. That one guy out there who everybody can lock into. I just don't think it could be as successful if you have maybe 5, 7, or 10 really good guys competing on Sundays. To me, it brings the whole casual fan a lot more into the sport if you have that one guy where he's on the commercials and you can, unless there's some kind of a rivalry.
Yeah, and I agree with that too. He was on the commercials yesterday for sure.
I love that Omega commercial.
I saw it 500 times.
I really love that Omega commercial.
I didn't realize that one of the turns, I don't know why it stood out to me so bad, and every time I heard it, it grated on me. You can break rocks in that song. I mean, I like the Hall of Fame song. It's catchy, and the chorus is great, but he goes, you can do this, you can do that, you can break rocks. I'm like,
you go up in a quarry.
Stupid.
Who knows?
Anyway, I think you'd like to have that lyric back. Anyway, congratulations to Rory McIlroy. And you know what? Game ball to everybody involved in that just bizarre ending, and them letting them play through, and the way they performed, and Phil almost chips in despite the distraction, and you know, Fowler gives himself a chance at eagle despite the distraction. I mean, it was really an impressive finish. And Rory almost throws it in the water for good measure. I mean, he was like 2 feet from the hazard. So
yeah, he was.
It was a crazy finish. It was really a great tournament and a great Sunday. And I just kind of followed the scores for the weekend because we had other stuff going on. But I did get to watch all of it yesterday. So
you know what I took away from yesterday's play?
What's that?
He's playing with Tiger-type confidence right now.
He had that look. After he made that eagle on 10, he's like, yep, I'm going to win this now. Mm-hmm. I'm fitting to win this here, or whatever the Irish say in that regard.
It was a few, but my jock strap goes to... It has to be the PGA Tour. I understand that they were dealing with a lot of weather issues, but I can remember waiting for for Rory in the last group to start. And I kept thinking to myself, how are they going to get this thing done? Because they didn't tee off until 2:45, maybe even 3.
3:15.
On Central Time, we're talking.
Yeah.
So right there, automatic, I'm like, can they really play around in 3 hours?
Well, and it took them 2 hours and 20 minutes on the front. It was so backed up.
Yeah, it was backed up, and I understood it was it was because of the casual water and all that. So
I had to wait till 8:30 to watch 60 minutes.
There you go, and I was with you, and I kept thinking to myself, my TV must be wrong. How do they possibly think they're going to be done at 7 o'clock for 60 minutes, which they weren't? And you see what happened was they're fighting the sunlight, and Phil said after the problem was, he didn't feel it was right because of the pressure that he wasn't able to put on Rory on his approach shot because there was no sense of it was beating the...
Yeah, Phil's in for birdie or Phil's in for eagle.
Yeah.
And now
I mean, it's so there was no sense of real true pressure, especially in a major. It wasn't just any other golf tournament. It was a major. And oh, by the way, it could have come down to a situation where, yeah, Phil was in for birdie. And Rory, if he drops a shot, I mean, a lot of things could have went wrong for Rory if he didn't have to hit that approach shot, which I know he hit into the sand anyway.
Right.
But, I mean, what if he did shank it horribly?
Well, he almost hit the drive out of bounds, too.
It was a drive out of bounds.
The thing is, it's a little bit like the tie ball game in the Major League Baseball All-Star game a while back. It was sort of unprecedented territory, and you have to make a decision on the fly without having an opportunity to really think about all the different facets to the situation, and so it was a tough deal. I don't think they made as bad a decision as Bud Selig did in that particular one, but they could have gone a couple different ways. And look, you don't want to have to wait until today to name your champion and have him have to play three shots. And it's not really fair to him, and that's not really fair to Phil either, because guess what? If I'm Phil Mickelson, I got to go out there and stand around and get ready and go, well, if he makes bogey, we're going to playoff. I mean, so it was a tough deal. That was a hard one where I don't think there was any perfect answer for anyone. Because it was, you are not going
to
finish that thing.
Don't you think there has to be the PGA Tour has to understand that the clouds are coming in first of all, so you're not going to have a clear view at the sun. I mean, it's going to be cloudy with the weather. You got to get it out there early. Even after you got to start guys teeing off at 6 a.m. You've got to be able to forecast.
Well, the only other option,
can't have a guy teeing off at 4:15 Eastern time.
I'm sure they were thinking, look, we can't do like split tee times or anything like that, you know? I mean, maybe they could have put their leaders off before. I don't know what you do there. It's tough because, I mean, you would have had to wait for everybody to come in regardless. I don't know. It's a hard deal. That to me, there was a really tough situation. I think job one for them was getting the tournament in yesterday, and I think that was probably the right decision at the end of the day. I'm glad Phil hit such a good chip shot because if he had hit a poor shot and said, you know, if I had a little more time and I wasn't so rushed or wasn't so awkward, it would have been because he almost held that sucker out.
Yeah, he did.
And it kind of would have been cool if he had made it and then Rory made a birdie on top of it to win it, but
I've heard sometimes they put out a weather warning, guys will go ahead and rush through and try to finish up a hole, and they don't always play their best when they do that.
That's also a bad move. You can ask my partner about that yesterday at the Pine Bluff Four Ball.
But then again, Rory's tempo, okay, is he's more of a faster player than a lot of the other guys on tour. So his tempo is it benefits him to hit, walk up. Hit, walk up.
No question.
Hit. Instead of you're on 18 and you're holding a 2-stroke lead and you got Phil Mickelson on the hole ahead of you with a chip where there's nobody better than him, there's not a lot of thought that I'm sure Phil would have loved to have Rory sit there for 8 to 10 minutes thinking about that approach shot.
Well, it was already ridiculously slow anyway, and so I don't feel as bad because they had already waited way too long. He was waiting on every shot.
I've never seen that.
It was embarrassing. It was really awful. And so the fact that he was able to keep his focus and hit as many solid shots as he did, considering the long wait, I mean, is impressive.
Do you think? Did you guys mind that? Typically, apparently, it's the players ahead of them's decision whether or not to allow them to hit up versus the PGA Tour basically said, yes, we're going to allow them to hit up and you guys have to wait.
Yeah.
No issues with that.
I think everybody has to agree, don't they?
I don't know how that works. I don't know if it's just the players or what, but you could tell Bones was kind of PO'd. He wasn't very happy about it. Phil didn't seem to be making his biggest stink, but they weren't happy. I mean, I think they, like you said, they wanted to get up there. They've been through this a lot. They wanted to get up there, get their shot in, maybe make an eagle, but for sure make birdie and put a little bit of pressure on him. Didn't really get a chance to take advantage of that. Anyway, it was a great tournament. It was fun, and Rory McIlroy has clearly established himself as the guy. I will say this, the way Phil played yesterday and the way he played throughout the tournament, and then, of course, we know how great Fowler's been all season long, I feel a little bit better about the Americans' chances now in the Ryder Cup. However, I do have to give a jockstrap to a guy who was assured a spot on the Ryder Cup. And that, of course, is Bubba Watson, who once again has shown himself to be a total... He's an a-hole. I mean, the guy is a jerk, and I don't know what his deal is. I like Bubba. I root for Bubba. I love the craftiness of his game and the fact that he can hit it 17 miles. It started off this week where he refused to get in this sort of impromptu long drive thing in a practice round because my practice rounds are so important to me, I can't possibly try to get in a long...
Which is so stupid anyway because it's a par 5, and he's going to hit a driver on that par 5 anyway.
And if he didn't, he said, well, I wanted to try it with 3-iron. Well, cool. Hit your long drive for the little stupid competition they're doing that, oh, by the way, could have raised $25,000 for your charity of your choice. And then hit 3-iron, too, because guess what? It's a practice round. You can do whatever you want. You can play 3 balls if you want. So yesterday he got upset because of the conditions. And not yesterday, I'm sorry, but over the weekend he got upset about the conditions and apparently was a bit of a jerk.
He's starting to come across as a whiner.
He's an a-hole. I mean, while he is, yeah. And I hate that, but he is. I mean, the guy is a jerk. I mean... apparently went off on his caddy, was quoted saying, water on the club face, bro. Water on the club face. I got no chance. Also went on and was overheard saying, it doesn't matter what I do, man. It doesn't matter. It's blanking horse blank. And it's effing horse blank is what he said. So
how do you went to church?
Well, you know what? I know a lot of guys who go to church that swear, and I'm not knocking him for that. My thing is...
Well, I am.
Well, if I was in front of a bunch of women and kids on the golf course, I'd like to think that I'd be a little better about it. Maybe I wouldn't. I don't know. I don't have any women or kids that hang out when I play golf, so maybe I...
After a while, Justin, I guarantee you, after more than a couple of years of playing with cameras in your face, of playing with crowds of thousands on either side of you, I guarantee the pressure for you to clean up your act, and you're not just playing with your buddies down at the local course... You would clean it up. I guarantee you would clean your wife or whoever the case may say, you know what? Snap out of it, buddy.
I do like to think that I would not say anything negative towards my caddy until after the round was over, at least. That's just unprofessional.
He chunked his club in the rain, and the poor caddy had to run over and get it. Yeah. At one time, which is my greatest, I didn't see it, but I had read about it in an article where he stood there at the tee box under an umbrella, Bubba Watson, and he made his caddy go over and put the ball on the tee. While he was under his umbrella.
That's ridiculous.
That's beautiful.
Asked about Bubba whining all day and if he was difficult to play with, Rory McIlroy said, you have to stand on the other side of the tee box.
Oh, that's bad. Come on now.
I like it. So, you know what? Maybe they'll get paired up. I will say, too, I agree with, I can't remember who made the point, that it would be really fun to see Phil and Ricky Fowler paired up on a Ryder Cup team together. It'd be fun to see them play as a tandem.
They were slapping high fives.
Yeah, they were fist bumping. It was
fist
kinda,
bumping.
I thought about you yesterday when I saw that. I don't know if you saw it when they walked off and they fist bumped after, I think Phil had made birdie and a really good one. Or no, I mean like a 30-foot par putt to salvage par. And he gave a fist bump, and I thought, Pat's not going to like that. But then I thought, you know what? They're friends, and it's kind of a cool deal, and it's probably helping them both play better, playing relaxed and playing with the guy they like.
We've all played with someone who could be sort of emotional, and you kind of go on for that emotional roller coaster. With those guys, and apparently Ricky Fowler is just one of the best on tour to play with because of his positivity.
He's awfully even keel.
Yeah, he's a positive guy.
He just doesn't look like a star to me, though. I just don't see it. I mean, he's so good, and he's finished so well. He just, when I look at Rory, I go, wow, this dude's going to win a bunch more majors. And I look at Ricky, and I'm like, he's really playing well for a guy that's
You don't think he's got the
player.
Killer instinct
I don't know.
The,
I just
at the end to turn it on?
Doesn't. Can you see Tiger fist bumping anybody? Can you see uh-uh. Rory? I don't see Rory fist bumping even Graham McDowell, one of the Irish guys. I just a little different. I don't know. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I liked it, actually, but... Because there's so much negativity and there's so much so little of that in sports. I like it. I mean, but I don't know.
You know, it wasn't something he said after the tournament, Ricky Fowler, and he finished in I think the top five of all the majors this year. Right?
He did.
He said this is the first one that actually hurt in terms of how he finished and that he didn't win. So it was kind of a little bit telling.
Well, he had the Sunday.
I hope he doesn't have that Sergio Garcia mentality.
No, but I think he had the Sunday lead, so it's a little different. It's one thing to be in contention, so another thing to have the lead on Sunday, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know that he did in the others. He looked very much like he was going to win, and until Rory made eagle on 10, I thought, this dude's going to pull this thing off.
Yeah.
If Phil doesn't get him. I was just rooting.
Somebody
out.
Was. Though.
I just didn't want Stenson to win. I don't know why I don't
you
like
don't
him.
You don't like Henrik?
And he's like a big
he is
robot.
A big, you see his eyeballs? My God, they're like two huge golf balls sticking out of his head.
One other thing, too, part of Rory's run here lately, quoted as saying in Larry Brown Sports, I think what happened has been for the better part for the better in terms of my golf. I think what happened has been better in terms of my golf. He's talking about the breakup with Wozniacki. I've put a bit more time into it, and it's refocused me. I mean, what else do I have to do now? I go to the golf course. I go to the gym. And it's just my life at the minute. I worked pretty hard before, but the last couple of months I've really just buried myself in my game. It obviously works pretty well, so I'm going to have to keep doing it. Worked for Tiger Woods for a long, long time, and guess what, PGA Tour members? You've been put on notice. You're in big trouble. You better get this dude a chick that he's gaga over, or you're going to have a tough few years.
Find a vice, something. How do you derail this guy?
Either got to get him hammered all the time or get him a girlfriend, because he, right now, if he's laser-focused, you're screwed.
Big, big trouble.
Yeah. I'm just curious to see if the United States can make it interesting in the Ryder Cup. I'm very concerned.
You worried
concerned.
About this, huh? Where's it played this year?
It's over in Europe. I'm afraid we're going to get smashed. But you know what? Most of my favorite players are Europeans.
Really?
Yeah. I love Rory. I like the way Sergio... I've always rooted for Sergio because he's sort of that lovable loser.
Yeah.
He could be a Chicago Cub. He's pretty good. Does a lot of things right. Just can't quite get over the hump.
I can't take Sergio.
I like Sergio. And I like Graham McDowell. I like a lot of those European guys.
You think success has changed Bubba? Maybe he wasn't like this his whole life.
I don't know. Maybe so. I like he's got a little edge to him, but I don't like the fact. I don't like it when he mistreats his caddy. And you see so many good caddy-player relationships. Even Tiger, as big a jerk as he can be, he was cool to his caddy, man. He definitely understood that I'm leaning on this guy for information and keeping me sort of steady when I have any kind of bump in the road. I don't think Bubba looks at his guy as any sort of equal.
No.
Even as a human being. I mean, and that's pretty weak. So that does tell me a little bit about him as a person. I mean, I just don't like it. I mean, and you're right. He does really go over the top to purport himself as a Christian and a guy that's going to do the right thing, which I think he probably does 95% of the time. But it's just disappointing. We all have our faults, of course. I have many, many. So I'm not going to point the finger at Bubba.
Here's the strange part about that, though. Typically, you putting on a face in public – and you're nasty to people behind the cameras.
Mm-hmm.
With him, you're trying to make me believe it's the other way around.
Right.
Like, we just happen to catch him in front of the cameras being a jerk. But really, when the cameras are off, he's an angel. He's a saint to these people.
Look,
usually it's the other way around.
If he goes undefeated in the Ryder Cup, I'm going to be singing his praises on Monday, I promise you.
Hey, what have you done for me lately, Bubba?
That's exactly right. It's 10:48. We got to take a time out.
Love timeouts.
Tonight's, Wally, I'm glad you're here because you know it's Monday. 50 Cent Wing Night tonight, big guy.
Oh, no.
Guess what I'm doing tonight?
50 Cent Wings.
That's exactly right.